We have the Taisus to learn on the previous sugya. We had a machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. If a person has a heter shimush b'mois, what halacha does he acquire through this heter shimush? Rav Huna says that he's chayev ba'onsen, since he has the right to use the money, so he's chayev ba'onsen. Rav Nachman says he's a shema socha, and the Gemara asked Akashem and Rav Huna, we learned that mafkid mois eitzel shulchani, if a person gave money to a shulchani, to a banker, imutorim yishtamish behem, if wasn't chsumim, so that was a message from the mafkid that he can use the money, is lafikach im hoitzi mol hagizbo. So if the shulchani used the money, so then he had a green light from the gizbo who gave him the money, so it's called, it was hoitzi alpitzi vuyoy, so the gizbo is mol. The Gemara asked, if we would say that the shulchani is chayiv ba'onsin, and as Rashi said, he becomes a loiver right away in the money. So Philip, before he was hoitzi the mois, the gizbo should be moil, because it's considered he took out from Rishus Hegdish and he gave it to someone else. He yenna became a loiver. So right away it was nichnas l'Rishus HaShulchani. She should be moil right away before hoitzi. And the mois answers Einachanami. Al Koponim, we have from this Gemara, an Egei Alonu, that according to Rav Huna, if one has Moish Shel Hegdish, and he gives it to someone else, and Yenna has a Heter Shimush, so you should be Moil right away. That's the Yesod of our Gemara. And now we'll see Toisvis. Ma'irya hoitzi kiloi hoitzi nami. So the Gemara asked if he has ibis chayiv ba'onsin and he becomes a loive. So there should be a din me'ila on the gizba rabbi filu before the shulchan used the money. Even the heter tashmish mechayiv ba'onsin, so he gets a din loive. Vim taima hodis nan lekamon bahazov. Nosan loy mois v'loy moshach mimenu peiris yochel lachzer boy. Now there's a Gemara that says, and Taisus is going after the Gemara. The halacha is mois einam koines. That let's say according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's give a little hakdome. Rabbi Yochanan holds mina teire mois koines. That means that, let's say, we have here a lekeach and a moichah. The lekeach wants to buy peiris. So he gives him $100 for peiris. I mean, that Torah, the peiris belong to the lekeach. Now, mois akoine. Chazal were afraid of a not such a nice scenario. Chazal were afraid, so the lekeach was kind of the peiris. Now there'll be, let's say, a sreife by the moichah. The lekech as yet was not moishich the peiris, so there'll be a sreifa by the moiche. The moiche won't bother at all to be matzel the peiris, it's not his peiris. It's old already, he should have come and picked them up. So it'll come out that the lekech will have a hefset. So therefore, Chazal made a takone yochelach saboy. The lekech can have charote, the lekech can have charote from the mekach. Now, the minute the lekech can have charot of the mekach, so now the moicha will be more sensitive to the fire. Now that the peiris, there's a fire over there, so he realizes that the lekech will be chayzer from the mekach, and it's my peiris that will burn. Oh, so then all of a sudden we'll call the fire engines and they'll take care to extinguish the fire. Fine. So they made a takone that the lekech can be chayzer, and that was to ensure that the lekech will end up with the peiris, and the moich will not be negligent in the Shmira of the Peiros. Fine, that's a takon. Now, Taisvis is clearing a shaila. The halach is loikeach can be chayza. That was the takonim. Can the meicher use the money b'asher hu sham? That means, I mean, before the takon of Chazal, so the deal is over already. The money belongs to the meicher, the peiros belong to the lekeach. So zichin that the meicher can use the money. It's his money. The transaction is over. But Taisus is clearing a shaila after the takon of Chazal. So there's a possibility that the lekeach will be chayza. Can the meicher use the money b'asher usham, or can't he use the money? According to Ravuna, if he can use the money, so he's chayiv bonson. If he can't use the money, he's not chayiv bonson. That shaila Taisus is going to clear. After we said that lekeach can be chayzen, it's the lekeach's money, but the meicher the right to use it. And he is chayzel, give him back money, he'll give him back different money. But that is Taisvish Shaila over here. Can the, and Tais is going to get into big problems. Hod is now lekama bazov, nosen leimos, v'imoshech mimenu peiris, yochel lachzer boy. So the din is the lekeach can be chayzen. L'Ravune, according to Ravune, the Islay that Tashmish Mechayev Bonson. According to Ravune, that holds that Hetem Tashmish is Mechayev Bonson. V'chein l'Rab Yosef v'perk Eilu Metzies. There's a Rab Yosef in Eilu Metzies also says this Yisod, that Hetem Tashmish is Mechayev Bonson. So Taisus is going to say a statement, and Taisus is going to prove it soon. So Taisva says, Hamoicher osa lishtamish b'moy shekibol. So Taisva says, according to these two Amoiroim, who hold heter tashmish is mechayiv ba'onsin, so Taisva says, I'm going to bring a raya soon, that there's no chayiv onsin by a mecher, so it's a raya that the moicher is osa lishtamish b'moy shekibol. What is the raya? She'im hoya muta lishtamish, if we will say that the moich is permitted to be mishtamish, tikshulu hach bereise de maisi aplukte de rabbi yechne bereish lokish. The Gemara later brings down a bereise, there's a machlekes rabbi yechne reish lokish. Rabbi yechne holds mois kainis minatair, as we mentioned before. Reish lokish holds mois kainis minatair if you buy from a goy. If you buy from a yid, Meshicha is kainet. So machlekes is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lokish. Now, the Gemara brings a baraisa. Let us see what shaykhes the baraisa has to us. Nosan lebalom. A gizbol had moishel hegdish, and he gave it over to a balon. A balon is a person who takes care of a beis hamelchus. Fine. So it says, mol. So the gizbol is mol. He took the money. He gave it over to the balon, the one who takes care of the beis hamelchitz. The transaction is finished already. I gave you the money. I have a right not to go into the beis hamelchitz. You were kind of the money. I was mighty moishel hegdish l'chul. To another issues. Davke balon, so the Gemara says there, davke a balon, a beis hamelchitz, the mechescha meshiche. You don't have to be moishel anything. There's a melchitz, you can go in. But what happens if I had moi shel hegdish and I gave it over to a barber? So there, the Baraisa says, loy mol at the moshech. Now, we won't go into the complexities of the sugya, but the Gemara seems to hold that if I'm giving money to a barber, he should give me a haircut, I have to make a meshicha in the scissors. That's mechayiv the barber. That means that the transaction is settled. He has to give me a haircut now. I gave him the money, he has to make a meshicha in the scissors. So it says like this, Avol sapa loimol ad moshech. There is no mila till the one who wants the haircut will be meshicha the scissors. Fine. Uledidhu, so now Tosis is clearing, if you'll, if that's after Mashiach, if you will say before Mashiach, the one who got the money can use it, even though he could be chayzer, but till he says I can use it. Uledidhu, kinosna lesaper nami limoil, so there should be a din meile, as soon as I gave it to the barber, I forgot the loy moshech, even though I wasn't moshech, even though the transaction wasn't ended, the barber can change his mind. If we will say that even though there's a din chazore, but I feel on the side that your chayzer, the saper can use the money. Mein Mayri b'saper nochi k'Rabbi Yochanan, when b'saper yiso k'lish lokish. So memele, so why isn't there a din mila according to Rav Hunem? Rav Hunem says that there's a chiyav onsen when there's a schushimush. And if there is a chiyav onsen, it says in our Gemara there should be a din mila, because then it becomes the money of the one that's chiyav onsen. It becomes his money ready. It becomes like a loivim. So why does it say in the Baraisen, nosan lesapa loivo al, according to Rav Hunem, since if he has a heter shimush as a chiyav onsen and it's considered like took it out of Rishus Hegdish, should be moal, is ois gespart, that he can't use the money. That's what Taisus is saying. Ochamoisha also lishtamish bem l'Rav Hunem l'Rav Yosef. So according to Rav Hunem l'Rav Yosef, who holds his chayav onsen, and if he's chayev ba'onsim, so the gizbush, the one who gave over the moishal hegdish, should be more. And it says he's not more. So you see that he has no het of shimush. It's ochinami l'rishlokish Rabbi Yochanan, the boholei pligi, there's no machloikis, there's a machloikis, could be if he's chayev ba'onsim, he's not chayev ba'onsim. But the lemaise, does he have a het of shimush? Does he have a het of shimush, the boholei pligi? So Taisva says, even though there's a schus chazore, the moichel who has the money has no heter shimush, so what din does he have on the money is a shem achinam. Mekitza, that's what Taisva's fear does. Taisva's fear does is a din that you can be chayzer on a mekach, you can be chayzer on a mekach, that means midarabona mois einam koines. Taisus klar da shaila, if you are chayzer, but before you're chayzer, does the moicha have a right to use the money? Hello, you chayzer, he's right to the money. So Taisus says he doesn't have a right to use the money, because with a right to use the money, it'd be a din mila. So Taisus says, so it comes out, that's the halacha. The halacha is that even though since the lekeach can be chayzer, the money is being given over to the moicha, the value Hashem mechinam on the money. If I'm not chayzer, good, so then it's your money. I'll tell you when I make the mashiach, so I won't be chayzer. If I'm chayzer, I'm giving you the money. The money is being given to you under condition. If I make a mashiach, so it's mine, the chayfet. So if I don't make a mashiach, so you'll give me back the money. But you have no right to use it. Kolzman, the dust doesn't settle. And we won't find out if it's your mecha, nishke mecha. That's what Taisva said. So Memela, right, that Taisva proved it from a Gemara. Because it'd be a heter shimush, it'd be chayev onsen, and it'd be a din mila, and the Barai says there's no din mila. Finished. So now Taisva has a tremendous problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what were Chazal afraid of? Chazal were afraid of a person give a moicha money. He's going to buy the peiris. He's going to buy the peiris. And so if you'll say mois kainis, so the peiris are his, and now there'll be a fire, and the moicha will say, no, maybe your peiris burnt, I'm sorry. Nisufuchitecha balia. So Chazal said, no. The lekech could be chayzer. Oh, now the moich is going to be very careful. Fine. So Taisva is, but what with the money? The moich can't use the money. The money is the lekech. If it'll be chayzer, the money is the lekech. So lemaise, so the moich will say, nisrafu maisecha. That means if he's only a shayma chinam on the money. He can't use the money. So memeila, if the boicher has wind that he wants to be chayza the lekeach, so go, and then now there's a fire, the money burns. It's not my parsha. You were chayza from the deal. I'm a shayma chinam. I'm not chayza b'onsen. A fire burns the money. It's not my problem. So Taisvis said, what did we accomplish over here? We were afraid the Meicha will be negligent with the Scheira of the Likeach. He won't care about it. It's sold. It's yours. You take care about it. It's not my headache. So what did we accomplish? We made a Tekona. No, the Likeach can be Chayza. You don't be so, he'll be Chayza. It's your Chitim that's going to be burnt. So he's going to take care of it. In fact, I says, but what's with the money? So if he could use the money, so he's chayav b'on, since he's be careful about the money also, then, but if he can't use the money, in his nashayim achinam, so memele, by saying this takone, that the leikeach can be chayza, by saying this takone, so the moicha will be negligent in the mois of the leikeach, so what did we accomplish? So he'll be chayza, so now we'll say nisufu moisecha b'aliyah. Since he's only a shem achina. That's one kasha. Ash the loikoni yoyman isafu meisecha bali. V'oi derav hune gufi sova beperik azov. First, Isis wanted to say, according to Rav Hune's Eiskishpar, the Meicha doesn't have a schus to use the money. And Mestomen, that is no machlekes between Rav Hune and Rabbi Yechon. Now, Zanat, I say, Estakashus, according to Rabbi Yechon, what did he accomplish with that takone? If he can't use it, it's a shem mechinam, and it's a shem mechinam, it's a nisru for meisecha. V'oi, then Taisu says, you don't have to ask with the whole chadgadi, with the whole dreidu. Rav Hune guf is sover, beperik hazov, devar teire mois kainis ki Rabbi Yechonim. Rav Hune holds mamish like Rabbi Yechonim. The Omar Rav Hune Mecheli Be'elu Kone. There's a Gemara further that Rav Hune said as follows. A person comes over, Reuven comes over to Shimon. He has a bag full of coins. He comes over to Shimon, you know, sell me your pora with this bag. Shimon, how much money is in this bag? Let's not be personal. Sell me your pora with the money for this bag. And Shimon somehow trusts Reuven and the best of friends. A deal. Sold. Finished. Sold. So the Gemara says, this is a milsa d'loy shchiche, that he should make such a mechire. But if they made it, mois kainis. They never made a gzeire by such a mechire, that a moiche should sell his pore with not knowing exactly how much money he's selling it for. He sells it as with amune, you want it, with this, fine, I'll sell it. So there, mois kainis. That's what Rav Hune said. So, Bekitza, we see Rav Hune holds like Rabbi Yochanan that mois kainis. So now, it's not only Yipshad Reidel, some of the Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Hune alone is shver. Rav Hune holds that mois kainis. Rav Hune held they made a takoni could be choiza to ensure that the lekech should not ever have sin. So that the lekech could be choiza. But Taisa says, by saying he could be choiza, so he'll say, this is for my secha baliyah. So what did you accomplish? That's Taisa's kasha. The Yeshlema, the Ahava Gav, the Lehavi ala Moiskim Shem Echinom, even though he's a Shem Echinom, the Motza Omalei Nisra for my secha baliyah, the Ksof Melem Shmira ala Bekarka. So Taisa says Ahab. So Taisa says, we learned before a Shem Echinom is Mechiv to bury the money, Otskanovim, the Dalit Tapshi, if he doesn't bury the money. So since Hashem Echinim is Mechiv to bury the money, he shouldn't be Peshaya Lagabi Gneve. So Mele, if it's buried, it's fireproof already. Finished. It's taken care. The whole thing is taken care. Fine. My Chavrusa asked Akasha, we heard when the Gemara spoke about Ksof Mele Shmila Bakalke, that means Davke, if he's giving it to him for a Zman, to hold, from the middle, there's a din that you have to bury it. If you're a Shemachim, you have to bury it. If Tobias, when we had a mice, what if he's going to come and in 5 hours and 10 hours ask back for the money? So then I don't have to bury the kalka. I don't have to bury the money in the kalka. I mean, you're going to come back. If you giving it to me, I should watch it for a month. So good. So the din is, I have to bury the money in the kalka. It's finished. That's the chiva v'shem mechina. But if there's a tzad, you might come in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, in an hour, 2 hours, give me back the money. So there's no chiv on me to bury the money. So Mamela, so yes, that Taisus, so Taisus is very difficult to understand. Taisus says, well, even though he's a Shem Mechina, but he has to bury the money. And if he buries the money, it won't get burned. Who says he has to bury the money? I mean, it's dependent if the Lekech is going to be Chayzer. We'll find out pretty soon if the Lekech, I mean, it's not something that's going to last a few months. I mean, he can make a Meshich, he will be Chayzer, he won't be Chayzer. I mean, whatever is going to be decided in a short period of time. When he makes a Mashiach, it's going to be over. We had Chalotah, we had Chalotah. So why does he have to bury the money? Al-Kabarim, that's what Taisma says. Vim Taima, Kivin, the Heichas, so Taisma came out, Amor the Kechidish. Al-Kayach gives Amorcha money, you are not allowed to use the money. There's a tzad, maybe the Lekech will be Chayzer, and he's not going to use the money to use. He's making a transaction. The transaction will be Gaim, Shalma Yisrael. If not, I'm not giving you the money to use. That's what Taisus says. V'im taim akim in da'echa shlei moshach osa lishtamish b'moiz. M'kein ho da'om ha'paisik imay ala godish el shar shebishuk ma'maviyach b'aktomas moiz. There's a Gemara later and he's a neshech. I'm reading a Gemara. The Gemara says, this the Etzem Gemara is a heter in the Ribbis Tarabonim. That means as follows. Let us just say what formally is happening and what in reality is happening. Formally is happening like this. This person has a goddess of Tfuah. Hoyim etchila lakaitzim. He has his Tfuah already. Fine. So that's that's let's call him Reuben. Reuben has his Tfuah. Reuben is not interested in selling the Tfuah now. Shimon is not interested in getting Tfuah now. Now's not the season. The season will be in 6 months. He needs the Tfuah. So really, now in 6 months, let's say he's giving him $100 for the Tfuah. In 6 months, it's going to be worth $200. Now is not the so Bekitza, what they really want to do is as follows. They really want that he should lend them now $100. The Sluvin is going to get the $100. 6 months later, he's going to give him Tzvuah, which is then worth $200. That's a gelainte geschäft. That means he gave $100, he's getting back $200. It's a ribbis tarabonim. And they were meiko, because in Lomdes, since Mois Kainis minatayre, since Mois Kainis, so it's Keilu, he acquired the Godish already, this is his. So you're selling it to me now for $100. Well, you can sell whatever you have, you can sell whatever price you want. I'm coming in 6 months. In 6 months, you give me, it's worth $200. I bought it now, it's sold. Fine. So there's a heta of a ribis that rabbonon that muta, if he has it now, or yotza hashar machbet, if he doesn't have anything. You can go now to the market and buy for $100 tvuah. You can buy now. This person, this Reuben, doesn't have any money to buy it. He wants the $100 to borrow for something else. But since theoretically, this Reuben could go now with this $100 and buy the Yotza Hashar, so it's Keilu, he purchased it already, it's sold. So he gives him later for a tvuah that's worth $200. It's irrelevant. Anyway, that is a din in Perkei Zeh. But Taisus said, but I just had a murder kizach, that if Mois ainam kainis, this Moicha can't use the money. He can't use the money. Till the deal is settled, you can't use the money. But Taisus, so what was the sold dreidel? He made a dreidel, he gives him the money, and Kilo was kainis, fine. But he can't use the money. The whole purpose was he should have $100, he should borrow $100, or pay him back $200.
He can't use the money, so what's the whole accomplishment?
What is he gaining? This moichem. Yishloimesh atoisvus says kagain shepirish amanash lishtamish b'emet. The Gemara speaking about, they spoke out, listen, give me the money. Do you give me a heta tashmi? He said, yeah. And they, okay, give me a heta tashmi, so I'm a bench. Inami afilu b'stomeh. You don't even have to speak it out. Kivin shu poisek magdim lo imois chatzi shone. Minagodish adye moisakait. I mean, everyone understands that he's giving him now the money, and he first wants to get the tvua and 6 months later. Adaita doch inoise shi ishtamish, but we don't have to speak this out. We realize that's the mechulah. Period. But oid yesh loima, now Taisa wants to say another tenet. That Taisa was stuck with a problem. Taisa was stuck, if you hold mois einam kainais, and the moicha can't use the money, Taisa barachai, the moicha can't use the money, so then it'll come out, what did we accomplish? That the lekech can be choizel, and the moicha shouldn't say nisra puchitech abaliyah, but now the moicha will say nisra puchitech abaliyah. Now Taisa says, no, depends. If you hold Mois Koines, that means, Minat Teirem, the Mekach Ischal, the money Minat Teirem belongs to the Moicha, the Chayfetz belongs Minat Teirem to the Lekaya. Reif Kiu Koyach Sheyeshloi Lemoicha B'Mois,
so they says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, all that they said was that the lekech and have charota from the Mekach, and he can get back his money, and he can be mevatel the Mekach. But the usage of the money, so Taisa says, since minatayre, the money really belongs to the Moicha. So here the Zicher did not say that the Moicha can't use the money. That means, Mina Teire, the Mekach was chal, Mina Teire, it's my money. So to say, since he can be chayza, I can't use the money, that they never said. Pavishay lalayo, v'motzemol nisavu meisecha baliyo, v'tiknu meshicha, kadesh lo yemol nisavu chitecha baliyo. That means the Takona the Rabbonu was not mafkiya the right of the Moicha to use the money, it was only mafkir at lekech michoizer from the kinyan achayfet. Avol Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds mois einam koines, v'adikim the mois einam koines also lishtamish b'mois, l'havi shoyl alay lekach, nosno l'sapa, this b'raisa that Taisa started off loimol, at sheimshech, v'chein l'rabi yoich l'avune b'sapa nochi, loimol at sheimshech the mois b'nochi einam koines. So Taisvis Lamaisa wants to say as follows. In a case where Mois Akoinis Minatayre, Chazal were never mafkia the right of the Moicha to use the money. But in a case that Mois Einam Koinis Alamida Rabbonon, that means, according to Rabbi Yechanan, if you buy from a Goy, according to Reish Lakish, if you buy from a Yid, so there the Aloche is Take, that Mois Einam Koinis, And there the Moicha Taka can't use the money, and that is Pshat the Berais, and that's why it's Leimol. Dr. Mishnah. Hasheleach Yad B'Pikodin.
Someone was Sheleach Yad B'Pikodin. That means we have a Shema. A Shema received a Pikodin. And now the Shema was Sheleach Yad B'Pikodin. Be'Shamei Oimrim. Yilke b'chosa u'b'yasa. Now, let us see, Rashi, what this means. Yilke b'chosa u'b'yasa im chosroi domeo. That means, someone gave someone a pekotin who was worth 4 zuz. Im chosroi domeo, then later became worth 1 zuz. Shohuzlo b'shuk. He was, now, he was Sheleich Yad in the Bekodin when it was worth 4 zuz. Now it became, that was Sheleich Yad. Now it became worth 1 zuz. And now it's burnt. It got burnt. Finished. Got burnt. So the Shalech Yad comes over to the Bala Pekodem, you know, listen. If you would have gotten it back now, you'd only have gotten a zuz. So, I'll give you a zuz. So no. Yilke b'chosa, even though it's worth less, b'shat aitzomin o'ilam, b'shat t'oinis after it's worth a zuz, you have to pay how much it was worth when you were shaleach yad. That's the first thing. Yilke b'chosa b'yes, im chosre d'meh, shahuz lo b'shuk. It's worth it cheaper. Yishalim demeh k'moshe shoveh b'shashe shalach b'yad. When you were shaleach yad, it was worth 4 zuz. Shehi shas agzeila. When you stole it, it was worth 4 zuz. You owe me 4 zuz. Don't tell me, listen, if I would have had it now, I'd only have a zuz. No, no, no. You owe me 4 zuz. V'chein kol ha-gazonim yishalim k'shas agzeila. But that what I said, that he has to give 4 zuz, that means that it's not anymore boilam, it's not ban anymore. So then he has to give him money. So the shalos, how much money to give? You give 4 zuz. Because when you stole it was worth 4 zuz. Shaina ban? Avolim yeshna ban. But what if the chayfetz is still ban? Kemaisha Gozlo, there's no shinui, the chayfetz is ban. You were shaleach yad when it was 4 zuz, then the market went down, it's worth a zuz. Then you give it back to him. Because the marina gabi matbeye, benivsal tumevdit meis vepeek agoizel kam. We have a din, what happens if I stole a matbeye, Reuben steals a matbeye from Shimon, the matbeye was worth $100. Then the government parceled the matbeye. It's worthless now. So the Goslin goes over to the Nigzel, here's back your matbeye. Shkoyach. It's worthless now. But that's the din. I can say reisha loch lefanecha, but there's no shinui. Ubi yesa. So one din is, yilke b'chos, if it became worthless, you can say, well, if you would have had it, it's worth a zuz, I'll give you a zuz. No, you have to pay how much it was worth, mishashi wa shalech yad. Ubi yesa. Im shosa b'yodoi b'shesholach b'yad b'nis yakro. What happens when he was shalech yad, was worth a zuz. And now he held and it's worth 4 zuz. V'acha kacha itziyo, and then we'll see the shalech yad was mighty it min ha'ilam, like b'yesa, domer l'shalem kishas etzor. So if the shaleach yad was mighty it min ha'olam and was worth 4, you can't say, listen, when I was shaleach yad that was worth 1, you have to pay him 4. So that means, in other words, yilke b'chosa b'yes, it's irrelevant, it became worth less later, it became worth more later, you pay the higher price. Yilke b'chosa b'yes. U'beisilu lo'imrim kishah seitzo, beisilu says kishah seitzo, Now, what's happening over here? So this is a very difficult Mishnah. Now let's just start the Gemara. Omar Rabbe, Haiman de Gozel Chavita de Chamra. A person stole a barrel of wine. Mechaveiroi. Mikore shav yezuze. When he stole it, it was worth a zuz. Here we're talking about someone stole a barrel of wine from Yenna, it was worth a zuz. Hashte shav ye arbo. Now the market went up, this barrel is worth 4 zuz. So the aloch is as follows. Tavro oy shasyo. If he broke the barrel, the skanet broke the barrel when it was worth 4 zuz. He broke it. He drank out the whole wine. One of the two. When it was worth dalet, mishalei mabo, he has to pay dalet zuz. Itva memele, what happens if it broke? Itva memele, he didn't break it. Mishalei zuz. So you pay a zuz. My time. So now here the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, why by Tavre Vishasye do you pay Dalet Zuzim? My time. Kiven di isa hodra lemora be'ene, since if it would be be'em, so we'd have to return this barrel, which is now worth 4 zuzim, to the bailim. Ahi shat de koshosile, so when he's drinking it, this is a new gzele, usnan, kol hagazlonim mishalmim kishasa gzele. There's a new gzele now, when it's now it's worth 4. He theoretically had to give back to him this barrel. He broke the barrel, he drank the barrel, so he has to go and pay 4. Itva memele mishalim zusa, my time. And I didn't do anything. This was an oinus. The whole chiv is when he stole it. No, I didn't do anything. Then was worth a zusa. That's, he owes a zusa. Let us just see. Rashi mikorik shegozlo lipsoit kshayotsusa min hoilo. Tavra bi yadai meishas sheache shehukrom. Pays dalit the isa kan b'shas hatviye. If it would have been ben, have a medal nabin. He had to return the chabis. The chiyam rinim mishalim kishas hagzeila that you pay eichad alasa ben. Avo yesh neben ben shukra ben shuzla chayzels kamayshi. He should return. Hilkach hoyel bim tov avoyda kiyam eslacha shahukra. Hoyzach chayzeres ben ishtakach dishayte de koshos lehu de gozilei.